If you're talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamt.
And you'd say, usually when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamt.
And you'd say, I dreamt I was falling. Just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Now, if you were doing this on the floor with your foot, you'd say you were
stomping.
A boy saw a girl at a dance or at a party of some kind, and he had his car there, he might say to her, may I
take you home?
And if you had a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push,
or tie a rope around it and
pull.
Have you ever heard anybody say, instead of I picked it up and carried it, they say I picked it up and
toted it?
if you might tell a child, that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you might say to somebody, well, go
borrow.
Okay, and if you just wanted them to
go get it.
What kind of hiding game did you play with
her?
Hide and seek. And they have to touch, you know, in playing hide and seek, the children have to run in free and touch the
base.
You throw a ball and you ask somebody to
catch.
And then you say, I threw the ball and he
caught.
And, I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught.
If you might tell somebody, let's meet in town, but if you get there first, I'll wait. Would you say on you or for you?
I'll wait for you.
Okay. A little child might, if you're about to punish, you might say, oh, give me another
chance.
And if somebody was in a good mood, another way of saying that might be he's in a good
humor.
Have you ever heard an expression? Tell me somebody who didn't really know anything. He made out like he knew it.
I've heard that.
Instead of saying who stole my pencil, like a child might say,
who took my pencil?
And about who swiped.
All right, who swiped, yeah.
Okay. Talking about in terms of writing letters, I might say, have you heard from him lately? And you'd say, and I have just
written.
And you'd say, well, now yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And I expect to receive, and if you send him a letter, then he would, what he sends back to you would be an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you
address it.
And then you might say, I'd like to write to so-and-so, but I don't know his
address.
If a little child came home and had learned something new, you'd say, well, who
talked?
If you were talking about something, say you were gonna paint your porch or something, and somebody said, have you done that yet? And you'd say, no, but I'm
going to.
Children in school call children who tell on each other, and they say that person's a
tattle.
Have you ever heard that used in talking about adults?
No.
Okay. If you wanted to have a bouquet, you'd go out to the garden and
pick.
And you'd pick some
flowers.
Something small that a child might play with. Anything a child would play with would be called a...
Anything a child would play?
Just a general name for things that children play with.
A ball.
Okay. I was thinking just even more general than that, just toy.
Oh, a toy, okay.
Have you ever heard of Play Pretty? Play toy? If we were talking about a gift that you had received from somebody, you might say, well, it was